The following program is brought to you in living color.
Hello and welcome to the second rendition of the newest episode of, I almost said Walnut Growthcast, Linden Nation!
Linden Nation!
It's Kelly here with Mark. And we are talking about Little House tonight, which is probably why I almost said Walnut Growthcast.
Yeah. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a good podcast.
It's a heck of a podcast.
Except the guy on it. I don't know. What's his problem?
I don't know. You just, it's a key. Send me money.
How about he shuts up?
He never shuts up. He's just like, blah, blah. Well, actually, wait. I have one.
Talk. How about you shut up?
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, right. So we are talking about Little House, A New Beginning, not to be confused with The Beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Not the baseball episode.
Not the baseball.
One when Garvey's moved to the party town of Sleepy Eye.
It's like going to a college town. You know,
yeah,
like,
basically.
Kind of, right? I mean, you get the townies, you get the organized crime guy.
Yeah, who have Scarface. Like that one kid with very punchable face.
Dude, all right, so this guy, he really does look like somebody who I just had a big argument with and can't stand him.
He's like extra punchable to you.
Oh my god, he's so punchable. He really is, and I would look him up to see if he was in other movies, but I don't even care.
Yeah, he does this like stupid pouting thing all the time. And I can't stand it.
You know, it's like a grimace on his face constantly. Like,
But his lower lip is always kind of pouted out. Like, I hate it.
Yeah, he's like a frowny guy. Tim.
I just hate it. Like, he's just all like pouty.
Tim the frowner. So,
If this episode, well, because it's a Garvey-centric episode, although, of course, we get Paw in it. So we will get some Michael Landon in this Landon Nation episode. Michael Landon! But if this episode were not so much like a Garvey episode, but a Paw episode,
mm-hmm.
there'd probably be some scene with the dad about how like the kid is acting that way as like a cry for help. And like, you know what I mean? Like they'd probably get to like some like childhood issue or something.
So, you know, what's weird is, so I watched this not that long ago. And that time I realized for some reason when I was watching it, I thought that Pete, you know, like the organized crime guy, I thought that was going to be the dad. I forgot that the dad was someone else. And it, for some reason, I would have thought that Tim would be Pete's son. It just seems like they would work together.
Right.
But no, nope.
This episode is a little bit weird. Like, it's not one that I, like, love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it is one that, you know, I picked just because we have some songs that we, I don't know. I think we'll go pretty well with it. So.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So we're going to have a good time with that.
But yeah, this aired October 6th, 1980. And I don't know why this kind of resonated. But I'm like, you know, 2 months later is when John Lennon would be murdered.
Mm.
You know? And I was just like, wow, I wonder if he watched Little House. I wonder, is it possible?
Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, if he did.
I know Ronald Reagan watched Little House. He was a fan. Yeah. But I, you know, it would just be kind of interesting.
Speaking of, well, John Lennon and like, did he watch Little House? That reminds me of this story on Breakfast with the Beatles that Chris Carter, the host, shared this one time.
Mm-hmm.
That there was some TV show and I can't remember what the show was, but I guess it was some television show that John Lennon would watch like all the time. And I guess, like, I don't know, the late 70s or whatever. And then he got, like, David Bowie really into it, I guess. So then, like, they were, like, both watching it. I don't know. It was, like, this.
Do you know what
I cannot remember.
Oh.
It was like, a local. Like, oh. it was actually, like, in New Jersey. But, like, you could get the broadcast in New York.
Oh,
but it was,
like a public access type thing?
But it was some sort of, like, local type thing like that. Well, anyway, Chris Carter at the time had a record store like in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and they had these commercials like on the channel that the show was on, and it was on every night like while the show was on. So like John Lennon was always watching the show, so he was like John Lennon like saw the commercials.
I'm doing a quick search to see like what it might have been. I mean, he did some type of public access show called Free Time. Could that have been it? But I never heard of that.
I don't know. We could probably email Chris Carter and be like, what was the show that John Lennon got David Bowie into when he watched the commercials for your...
Hey, Chris, now that I have a minute of your time, do you think John Lennon ever watched A Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, right.
And why'd you let your Facebook group get taken over?
Oh, my gosh.
By some people who just keep posting pictures of Yoko Ono and saying, isn't he beautiful? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Very strange.
It is really strange.
And that's something we do want to discuss one day, is like the weirdness of Facebook and how all of these little small stores and retail shops get taken over and then inundated with Little House on the Prairie fans.
It's really weird. Well, and I actually have noticed, because it happens a lot with Little House, mm-hmm. and I've noticed a number of pages where it's happening with Dr. Quinn as well.
Are they our fans? What is up with that?
I don't know, but I keep seeing stuff like that. And it's really crazy.
Like, what are the odds that they would, because it's the Waltons?
Yeah, Little House, and like Little House.
Dr. Quinn.
Yep.
What other mm-hmm. TV shows do you see this happening to? I don't see like Brady Bunch ones that are just dedicated to the Brady Bunch.
I mean, is it that it's not happening to other shows, or is it that I'm just getting the ones for these shows because of the algorithm or whatever?
No, because
it knows that I like.
But like, I follow other shows and mm-hmm. I don't see, you know, like I follow a lot of monkey stuff.
Is it you, Mark? Is it you doing these pages?
How about you shut up?
Stop. Shut up. Don't tell anyone.
Is that what you've been doing for the last month?
Yeah, right. It's working on my kitchen is code for. What was. All right. There's one particular song that I'm like working on right now getting here, and I'm really hoping that I can get it to work. But. This is going to be a total S show of a episode, everyone, just so you know. So we're running into technical difficulties. We're not running into the same ones, thankfully, not yet. But I'm all scatterbrained. So hopefully we can...
I kind of thought, in addition to being able to play our songs in this episode, I thought it'd be kind of a good one to ease back into it because, I mean, it's not... Like I was saying, I don't think it's a fantastic episode. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like love it, but like, you know, so I'm like, if it's like a little like goofy or a little scattered, I mean, I won't be heartbroken.
Just a little.
Like, it's not like it's like one of my favorite episodes ever, you know?
Yeah. It's not The God Sister.
Right. Exactly. Which is my favorite episode ever. I am joking, people.
You know, a lot of people might be like, hey, Mark, are you... That's maybe what people might think is going on
here, but
I kind of wish, but no, unfortunately no, but I know your screen vanished, so I'm working on that. But I say we get into our first clip as soon as I bring your screen back. And so, yeah, it's kind of weird. We have like this moment between Albert and Andrew where they're saying goodbye. He's like, thanks for killing my mom.
Yeah, right. So I did bring that up later on in the notes. But does Andrew know that Albert had a role in the whole like blind school fire?
I don't think it's just
weird because it's like we don't really have an indication that he does. And I mean, if he did, it doesn't really make sense that he like is sort of kind of blaming Adam and Mary and not having any sort of like blame or anger, kind of even like complicated feelings. Yeah,
some
like
level,
you know,
of
like
animosity, anything, you know.
But there's like nothing. So it's like, does that mean that like you are just completely like they never told you like what Albert's role was? Or I don't know. It's weird, but
it is. It's super weird. Except the scene's not weird. Well, actually the scene is a little bit weird.
Well, what is weird about this scene, which I pointed out in the notes, is that Laura doesn't say goodbye to Andy, but weren't they, like, best friends? Like, what happened?
Do you remember A Boy Named Andy?
You remember Colorado?
Do you remember? Oh, do I have that right here? I can find that quickly, probably. I'm going to play other things as I'm looking for it.
Does it have nice art?
Jack. There's a boat. Oh,
I forgot about Jack.
My letter is T.
All right. It's here somewhere. It's been a month. I can't. I give up.
All it's right. Like, just enjoy the clip vomit.
Just, yeah. Like, that's basically it. By the end of the episode, I'll know where the clips are again. Hopefully. But here's our first.
I think that's what you said last time, but then we had to take another month off again.
Yeah, and then my house exploded, so.
Yeah.
Cash on the barrel.
That's what my contractor said.
Yeah, cash on the barrel.
Yeah, he's like. Cash on the barrel.
He sure did.
It's like, you two gonna make out or something?
Yeah.
Now, in real life, of course, they're real brothers, both adopted, I believe, and they don't talk anymore. They don't have a relationship. That's the gossip I can bring to the table. I don't know.
Oh, really? They don't?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you.
Same I kind of seen that, like, it happened a lot amongst these adopted siblings of Little House, like Melissa Gilbert and Jonathan Gilbert.
Mm-hmm. That's what at least I've heard as well. Which is a real shame because, you know, it's like you grow up with this person, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going on at home? They could have done the unforgivable, like stole something.
But Sleepy Eye is in that bar.
Yeah, I know.
Harrison's like, what, are you going to cry like a big baby?
Yeah.
Maybe you could visit for the summer. A lot of fun things to do in a town like that.
Yeah,
there's
you know what else they were like? They were like,
we should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs.
Yeah.
That's what Albert said when he was in the basement of blind school.
I hate to go, but it's better for Paul.
I hate to see you go, but I love to see you walk away. Whatever that joke is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What was it? I hate to say goodbye, but I love to see you go.
Yeah. but hey, yeah, what? So interesting though. Sorry, I'm like cutting off your
No. Just joke. Go ahead.
So this is now a few episodes. Well, of course, we're like season 7, Blind School is towards the end of season 6. But So we have that. And then it is almost like it never happened because in like the next episode, like they're fighting over a girl, which is really weird. And then we have the whole like Sweet 16, you know, he loves me, he loves me not thing. And then Pa and Ma are like joking about like calling each other like, you know, like grandma or grandpa or whatever. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cold considering your grandchild like just died, you know, like in this horrific fire.
There's a lot and then of it's like weird inconsistencies, but kind of coldness.
Maybe? Yeah, it's like, and it's like they're just acting like it never happened. Yeah. But now here we are a few episodes later, and they are actually like kind of circling back to the whole Blind School fire thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's actually kind of an interesting little bit of continuity in a show that's really not really, you know, known for continuity.
And it is a little bit of a long scene, but I thought it was a good scene. I thought it was well acted. I like what's his first name in real life? Andy's first name?
Patrick?
Yeah, Patrick Labrador. I like him a lot. I think he's a really good actor. And I like Andy. I wish that they had Andy continue on the show more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's and it is kind of a weird thing when Laura brings Andy up to Amanzo, and it's
and
like
a boy named Andrew Garvey.
And it's like, you've met Andy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so that is crazy because they Amanzo totally met Andy, and also Laura once again was like best friends with him for at least 2 years.
Do you ever get reintroduced to somebody? And it's like, yeah, I've met him. Like, why are you introducing me to them? Of course I know him.
Yeah, like, I totally have had that happen. And then, I don't know. And then people get weird about it, you know?
Yeah. Because I usually make a big deal about it. That's why they get weird about it. It's like, what are you doing? What are you, out of your mind?
what are you, high?
What are you on?
Cocaine.
So the Garvey house is up for sale. All right, so this was weird. Look how little, so cute and little. Look at Charles.
I'm not going to say goodbye.
Like he's going to pick him up or something.
He's like, I didn't even notice that. He's this. Like a little boy.
Look, I mean, his belt goes right here to his abdomen.
This is insane. I kind of want a screenshot of that. That's amazing.
I can grab.
I mean, look at that difference. That's amazing.
All right, let's. I don't know if you grabbed one, but Albert's so thrown back from this like size difference. He's holding onto that wheel.
Yeah, he's also, like, I can't believe it.
Cocaine.
He's also on that cocaine. He mixes it with water though.
He watered down. He dilutes it.
I know you're coming in sleepy eye with the delivery next week.
I mean, look at him. Jonathan is quite literally twice the size.
Yeah, this is insane.
Everything. I mean, this is
little Charles.
This is like any regular person meeting Shaq or something.
Yeah.
I'm so, when I saw this, I was so surprised that he allowed this in a way
to like be that much shorter.
Yeah, like it wasn't shot differently, you know, to make it, because this is a pretty dramatic difference.
But it's kind of interesting because he would like wear the lifts and everything, so it's kind of crazy.
Didn't do shit.
All right,
sorry again, I'm cursing in front of your kid too much.
Hey, Albert, take care of yourself, son.
Hello, Mr.
Messes up his hair. Why are you touching my hair? So Andy's kind of, you know, he's a grumpy kid in this, and he has every right to be. He's still adjusting to the loss of Alice. The whole thing is pretty, you know, awful. Imagine having to, how old is he, you think, Andy and Albert? Like 15? 16?
Let me think. Season 7. Okay, well, Albert's 14 in this season, oh, okay. Right? And I mean, are they the same exact age, or...
I'd say they're pretty close.
Or is Andrew like Laura's age? Because Laura's like a little bit older than Albert. I don't know, but you know, like around there. Yeah, so yeah, maybe like 15. Yeah, yeah. I'd say like he's 15.
I mean, as a male who was 15 once, I would not want to like bunk with my dad at 15.
That's a little bit weird. Well, and then it's like we thought that the little house was like a lack of privacy and everything like that. Yeah.
They doubled down.
Like, well, okay. I mean, it's not even like, I mean, like in the little house, it's like, we're talking about like, you know, a married couple with like the kids sleeping at the foot of their bed. Yeah. It's like not quite that bad. Mm-hmm. But I mean, still, it's like, as far as like space and everything, it's like, they're pretty much just.
It's not great.
Like a little one room with like the bunk bed thing. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. And they own their own business. At least they bought a freight business, and they're taking over. They're going to call it Garvey's Freight. It's quite a sign.
Ah, there you are. Complete inventory.
When this guy puts his hat on, you think he works on that like little curl? It's popping out right there.
yeah, probably.
Incoming shipments, outgoing orders. I think you'll find everything in order.
Oh, it sure seems to be. Bank thought so. They didn't give me a minute's trouble with that loan.
Well, they recognize that. Growing enterprise when they see it. You'll soon have enough business from Mankato alone to be as much as you can handle.
You gonna miss handling all this?
No, Mr. Garvey. You see, I got a well-developed talent for laziness when it's called for.
All right, Sam.
Yeah, Sam? Oh, Pete.
This guy's coming. He's got kind of a Preston-type smile. This guy looks like a cartoon character a little bit.
He does, actually. He kind of, I was thinking that looks just kind of like this stereotypical, like, I don't know, weird, like, Western man. It's weird.
So one of the things I'm running into an issue with right now, and I might have to just go to YouTube and play it manually, is, I don't know. I might have it. This might ruin it. Okay. I wanted to have that as you did, but I couldn't, it wouldn't work, but I got it to work. I think I got it to work. Everybody forget what just happened in the past 20 seconds.
Pete, Jonathan Garvey, new owner. This is Pete Rollins, our one-man peacekeeper.
The sheriff, huh?
No, I'm private security officer.
Now, you see, our sheriff, well, he's well-meaning old codger, but he's kind of useless in the...
He's kind of useless.
I kind of don't like the word codger. Like, oh, he's an old codger.
He's a well-meaning old codger. I could be a codger.
Deputy's job.
Can be.
I am. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Anybody take it?
Proud.
So I expect you'll be needing my services, Mr. Garvey.
What?
You're a small man.
the thing went away, by the way.
Oh, services with right.
Excuse me.
Well, you know, Sleepy Eye's not much different from any town growing fast. New folks coming in every day. Some of them bad apples.
I heard something about Sleepy Eye Red. Can you tell me about Sleepy Eye Red?
This is fictional wine.
Fictional? No, it's got to be real.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
but what fictional. We should do is maybe make a label and people can slap it on a bottle of red.
That actually would be pretty funny.
Yeah, like the Trader Joe's wine that you can't buy in New York.
What is that wine called? I can't, like, the name is escaping me at the moment.
It's
2 Buck Chuck.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's it.
I remember I would buy it when I lived out in LA, but you can't buy wine in Trader Joe's here or anywhere but a liquor store here.
Really?
Because we have no freedom.
Apparently not.
Sorry to hear that.
No fireworks. You can't smoke indoors.
Well, anyway, being a retired lawman, I inquired around and found out folks were willing to pay for my services.
Yeah, worth every penny of it, too.
You know what? I would pay money if we can somehow swap out. I'm forgetting. I just keep calling him Pete, even though I know that your significant other is Pete. But I just remember that his name is Pete. I just wish this was Preston so much. I just wish it was the actor.
I mean,
actor
he kind of that. Is, like, really well-dressed, too. Mm-hmm. And he has, like, that nice, like, tie and, like, the coat.
He should have been the banker.
If I do hate to say so.
You see, I patrol all night, 7 days a week. Can I sign you up?
No, I don't think so.
This is kind of weird.
Yeah, sign you up.
Pretty handy in protecting my own property.
Uh-huh. Well...
I guess I'm going to have to teach you a lesson, boy.
I guess I'm going to have to kill you.
Well, you can expect a visit from us rightly soon.
Suit yourself.
Suit yourself. Oh, my God. Poor guy. But yeah, I do like this guy. Oh, man. That screenshot of that guy. I don't like to say things like somebody has a punchable face, but this guy is the definition. Like, you look him up, he's right there.
The kid you're talking about?
Yeah, it's...
Totally.
That's your bedtime, isn't it?
So they're messing with this old man.
That's bedtime, isn't it, little fella?
And he gives him a wedgie.
Like, lamest game ever, right?
Yeah, they're throwing a bottle around a drunk man. I hate when I go to Costco and people do this with my car keys. Oh. Give me my keys!
Are you looking for trouble, mister?
Past your bedtime, isn't it?
I wish Andy was like, yeah, isn't it past your bedtime? Douche. Yeah, come at me, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is where we get our first look at one of the most punchable faces of all time.
Yikes, this guy. Oh, my God. You know, there are very few people in the world of Little House on the Prairie who I find just irritating to look at.
And this guy is.
Yeah, like most people, they have a pleasantness to them, you know, for the most part, but not this guy. And he never does. Later on, he doesn't. I just dislike
him. And he does
him.
The same look, and he has this kind of really pouty lower lip.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he looks like right here. Like, I'm just like, are you pouting because he broke up your little game?
I'd say, you know what? He needs lip fillers.
Yeah.
Might help. I don't know. I just don't like him. So we're at, we're having dinner at the blind school.
Oh, thank you. There's plenty more in the kitchen.
I think I made a pig of myself already.
You sure did.
You sure did.
If you don't eat it, I'm just going to end up being stuck with it for tomorrow night and the night after.
Stop it.
It's gross. Do you get it? It's gross. You can't cook. It's blind.
You're being awful quiet, Andy.
Well, my mom died.
Adam's like, I'm used to being the quiet one.
He's like,
he's still adjusting to life post Ingalls.
And he's like, it's a good thing you can't see me because I'm giving you quite the dirty look.
Yeah.
I think he's just tired. Is that right, son?
Yeah. You think you're going to like living here?
No.
No. That's why we said that at the same time.
Are you kidding me? Do you see you want to come and check out my room?
I guess.
I guess. It kind of sucks so far, though.
It doesn't sound too convincing.
Well, I guess the smell of pee just kind of got me all upset.
Just gonna take a little getting used to is all.
This kind of thing go on here all the time?
Enough of the time.
Sometimes all night. They just laugh if you say anything.
They don't even pay attention to the sheriff.
I hear the crime rate in town is pretty high, too.
Well,
I think I'm gonna play it every time they say sheriff. Yeah. We actually do have a few different law type of things going on.
That's why we're doing this episode. Yeah.
Wait, did Charles talk about the size of the load that he was giving him yet?
Oh,
or was that
no,
later?
Not yet, but all I'm right. glad that you yeah, right, picked good. That up. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. 12-year-old here.
Gone down some since Mr. Rollins started making his rounds, but it's still bad.
Somebody even broke in here.
Rob the blind school?
It's like, what'd you steal? We don't know.
A braille book.
They stole the bell off the door. A braille book.
Do you think that bunch out there did it?
That's the word, but nobody's been able to prove it. But I don't think they'll be trying it again. Esther Sue almost caught whoever it was, threw a hammer at them after they went out the window.
Now, I was thinking about this, right? That's pretty good. I mean, you throw a hammer at somebody, you get them. You're pretty much gonna really hurt them, right? Or yeah, potentially. Sure. So.
Well, yeah, and like depending on like where you hit them. And
yeah,
hit
I
them
mean,
in the head with a hammer or whatever. That could be some serious.
If you're lucky enough, damage. You can really, you know, hit them.
That's Esther Sue. Get lights on. You better be heading home.
No, yeah, that's Hester Sue. Who's throwing hammers at people?
Where is Hester? She's throwing hammers at people. That seems a little racist. I don't know.
That's what she's known for.
She's known for throwing hammers, like in the Mario game, like Super Mario Brothers. They've thrown hammers. But so we don't see Hester Sue at all in this, I think, right?
We don't.
Yeah. Oh, Mary, your pa's coming in next week, and I'd like to
return
the favor.
She's hammer shopping. She went on a trip to Minneapolis to buy hammers.
I think Mary's about the same height as Charles. Right?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Take you all out to supper.
Wait, okay, look at, okay, hold on a second. So yeah. The top of his pants.
Wait, I'm going to take a screenshot
like
of this.
Chest, is that chest level on her?
Wait, I want to see, where are the screenshots saved? Maybe I can bring it up. All right, so we got, I mean, can you see the comparison? It's a pretty fair. I mean, definitely she's shorter,
She's a little bit shorter because the top of his waistband is definitely like chest level with her. And then with him, it's kind of maybe like mid torso. But yeah, pretty crazy.
Yep. Sounds good.
Thanks for having us over. Good night to you.
Mr. Garvey.
Call me Father Murphy.
Can you mark our heights on the wall?
That'd be awesome.
Can't tell you what it means to us having you here.
likes to mark his height. He grew exactly 2 inches since he was here last time. With his new shoes.
Little lips in his feet, yeah.
He got some new store-bought shoes. He looks like he's going to crush her. Calm it down, Lenny.
Look, his face looks really funny there.
Crush! Yeah, it's almost like he... If you took her out of this picture, he just looks like he's trying to open a jar of pickles or something. So, all right. Let's get on
with this. That's funny.
So this is a little bit of a serious little moment. We get back to the bachelor pad, the studio. Or dorm, really, right? I mean, this is the closest thing to a dorm that I've ever seen in Little House.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, I wouldn't have minded my dorm if it had wood. Everything was concrete. And
mm-hmm. I'm just about through, son. I'll have that lamp out in a minute.
Don't matter.
Hey, come on. It's your first night in town. It's gonna get better.
It's not the town, it's...
It's what?
I don't know, Pa. Seeing Mary and Adam tonight, I...
It's all right. There ain't nothing we can't talk about. Go ahead.
Well, first they can talk about everything. They have, like, matching underwear. Like, they're like, drawers or whatever that they're wearing. It's like, they're matching.
You know, if you go to Costco, you get the two, like, T-shirts for the same price. Yeah. Son, double son, you know, double XL. And poor Andy has to wear the huge size. He has to, like, boil it to make it shrink.
Yeah, he has to, like, tie it in the back. So
he ties it up in the front, like, in the 80s.
I felt angry.
Yes, leukemia.
Angry at them. I know it's wrong, but all I could think of was their baby. And if it hadn't been for them, Ma would still be alive.
All right.
God with the others, and she'd still be alive.
Well, that's debatable.
Yeah.
Because, like, okay, so whose fault is it? Like, okay, if it hadn't been for the baby, she'd still be alive. Like, I don't know. How about Adam says, hey, Mary, grab the baby and come out? Or how about Hester Sue, when she notices smoke coming out of the door, doesn't right. just, like, open it and let the flames into the house before they get everybody out? I don't know.
There's
plenty
of
flame to go around, you know?
Yeah, it was a chaotic scene. And it is pretty tragic. It's pretty awful.
Oh, no, it's not right. I can't even help it.
So you have stupid Albert, and he's like,
can I be a clown too?
It's all right. Sometimes when we're hurting, I think some crazy thoughts.
That's the most terrible thing I've ever heard.
Yep. It is. It's a sad little scene. It's, you know. I'm going to play the point that you clipped at 10:15.
I'm going to go and put out that lamp. Yes?
Do you think you could stay up with me till I fall asleep? Like you did when I was little and Ma was away.
It would have been interesting, and maybe this is just too much for Little House, right? If Andy developed kind of a fear of fire. I mean, he's had a couple instances with fire, you know, barn burner. And
yeah, the Garvey family definitely has some weird fire thing going on.
Like, if you had Andy kind of like, oh, Pa, make sure you put out the fire. You know, I don't know. I think it would make sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even if he had a little breakdown here, saying, like, I just feel as though every, you know, fire is ruining our lives.
Every time I see a lamp, I can't help but wonder.
And he's like, flame on! And he's like, the, you know, in the superhero thing, like, he's like the Marvel character, Flame, or whatever it's called. The Mighty Flame? I don't know what he is.
Sure. Sure, sir.
He is the power of fire. Hester Sue is the power of throwing hammers. A lot of stuff going on in this particular episode. We have Jonathan, the power. He's like the Thing. Like he's like the Hulk.
Esther Sue's favorite musician is MC Hammer.
And when she throws the hammers, he goes, "What was the MC Hammer song? Can't touch this."
Yeah.
I wish I had. Hold on. Let's see. Oh my God, it's playing an ad. No, it isn't. Oh my God, it has to give me a live one.
You can't touch this.
All right. today, YouTube actually started playing an ad in the middle of a song. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah, in the middle of a song. The song stops, ads up, and then ads over, like, back to the song. I'm like,
it's a stairway to... Have you driven the Audi A8? No! Right in the middle of like a guitar solo or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous.
You're like, man, I don't remember this part of the song before.
It's like, this is why I block ads. I am such an anti, I do want to, you know, I know I've like preached this many, many times. I hate commercials throughout my life. I just hate commercials. That's why I have no issue whatsoever blocking ads. So I do block every ad.
I don't really actually mind ads so much, but I don't want to like watch videos for them. But you like, know, if I'm just like scrolling through like Facebook and those like kind of like, you know, stuff comes up because of the algorithm or whatever, like some of it I'm like, I actually kind of like that, you know but what? Like
I should correct myself. I don't mind ads for the most part. I on YouTube, I cannot tolerate these ads, right?
Oh, well, and they're getting out of control. I mean, well, doing it in the middle of a song today was really outrageous, I thought. But right. Even for a really long time now, it's like they're giving these ads and it's like an entire podcast episode, or it's like a whole music video or something for like something I don't want to listen to. And I'm like, shut up.
Right. Just because I'm too lazy and I can't find the remote to, you know, click, you know, all of a sudden. Well, unlike the television is the only place where I can't really skip them. But yeah, the YouTube ones are really just out of control. But yeah, like I don't mind it on like Pluto TV. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to serve me an ad when there's supposed to be an ad break, it doesn't bother me really. On Amazon, very often they'll play like a minute and a half of ads before the show starts and stuff like that. I don't know. It doesn't bother me as much. For some reason on YouTube, it really bothers me.
Yeah. I get it.
It's a don't vote for this man. Don't vote for this woman. It's like, all right, I won't vote for anyone. I don't care. Yeah. It's just too much. So he asked if he can like hang out until he falls asleep. Like when Ma would go away, and it's just sad. So it really does show that it's just them. And they're having a sweet moment, which, of course, is in the background. We see these young lads breaking in.
Young thugs.
Defeating their locked up loft with a knife. Just kind of lifting the little bar, which normally you would think would really kind of keep most people out. But this guy was pretty clever the way he did that. And so let's see. They're basically stealing everything, and one guy's probably high on the where is it?
Cocaine,
and he drops. Actually, this would be a pretty good thing to play while.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
I like it.
So they're like, breaking the law. And the music's really cool. Did you write it on this part? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it's actually music that I don't really recall hearing elsewhere in the show.
Yeah, it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, and I do think this is the only episode of Little House where we actually hear them play Breaking the Law.
Well, it is weird that they got the rights to Breaking the Law, right? I mean, Breaking the Law, Breaking the Law. You know, for a guy who's in the NFL, it kind of seems like it runs kind of slow.
Yeah.
Right?
He's just like a lumbering oaf.
But if you watch when he goes to run, it's weird. He kind of winds up. Right when he goes to take off. Actually.
Stay there, son.
He's running really awkwardly. When you have it in slow motion, you can see how awkward he is.
Yeah. And I, for whatever reason, I thought this was the Mercantile in Walnut Grove. I'm like, he ran all the way to Walnut Grove.
Who's slow now?
Yeah.
Sheriff? Mm-hmm. You the sheriff here?
No sugar tonight. Whoops. I didn't mean to hit that.
And Pike is a name.
His like headphones pop off as he wakes up, and that's what's playing. No sugar tonight, but coffee. No
sugar tonight, but tea. You
actually, you know, would be appropriate right here. Wait, let's.
You, the sheriff here. Here.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama. When I hold you in my arms. And I feel my finger on your trigger. I know nobody can do me no harm.
All right.
You know who it was?
Yeah, I know who it was. That same bunch of hooligans that was raising all the ruckus on the street today.
Ruckus.
Hooligans. Hooligans.
And ruckus.
And then later on, at one point, he says punk. It's pretty funny. Punk.
The guy's hair, it's out of control.
You see him?
No, not exactly, but I heard him.
Well, now I'm sorry, Mr. Garvey, but unless you actually saw him, I'm afraid I can't do a thing.
Look, I'm telling you, I know who done it.
Like I said, I'm sorry.
Like I said.
Better buy yourself a stronger lock.
You telling me you ain't gonna do nothing about this?
What is this, New York City? Ignore it happened?
Without positive identification, yep, I'm afraid that's it.
That music.
Yeah, that music is actually pretty crazy.
Sheriff, I'll be thanking you for nothing.
He's like, oh boy, let's go back to bed.
In the background, you just hear Andy. He's like,
spellings for girls.
Spellings for girls. So yeah, so Garvey's putting on a new lock. He meets the banker. Seems like a pretty reasonable guy. I kind of like him.
That's why I carry this at all times.
He's saying he carries a gun. He doesn't... carries his own protection. But does that mean he doesn't get protection from that guy? Is that what he said? No, right? I just don't really get it, really.
Well, I'm trying to remember. I don't think he does, though, right?
Yeah, because...
Wait. Garvey, your first day in town, too. It's shameful.
I plan to make it a little tougher on them if they try it again.
Yes, well, that looks plenty strong.
Elijah here's about the only one in town that hasn't been gotten to.
No, he's the only one who hasn't gotten to.
That's right. And I plan to keep it that way. That's why I carry this at all times. Protecting this town is something I take seriously.
I don't mean to argue with the thought of that, Mr. Patman, but somehow carrying a gun like this, just asking for trouble.
Mr. Rollins here carries a gun.
That's different. It's his job. People expect it of him.
I don't think I'm likely to shoot anyone unnecessarily.
Maybe not, but if you left that thing at home, you wouldn't have to worry about it, would you?
This is really vibing like the 10-star episode of Dr. Quinn.
It really is.
But when Matthew becomes sheriff.
And it's really weird. Like, all right, from a 20th century perspective, right? We're kind of like, well, you don't have to carry a gun. You just call 911 or something, you know? But in the 1880s or something, I don't know. I just feel like
I find it hard to believe that anyone would even be like questioning carrying a gun.
Yeah.
That anyone would find it surprising that somebody's carrying a gun.
Here's Matt's jobs.
Look after my cattle.
Odd jobs now and then.
We're going to rest here for a day.
Well, I guess I don't mind a difference of opinion. I'd best get back to the bank. Just wanted to say hello.
And I would say there's a lot of episodes in Little House on the Prairie that kind of convince me that you should be carrying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so many times where either a gun or a cell phone could have really helped.
Mm.
And the cell phone's just not realistic.
Right. So the gun. Yeah,
the gun. And while we're on that, you may as well. Happiness
is a warm gun. Nice meeting you.
Actually, when he shows his gun.
I don't think I'm likely to shoot any.
Wait.
That's why I carry this at all times. Protecting this town is something.
All right. Enough of that. So Scarface is like, hey, you want to, this is the worst makeup. I mean, I guess it could be a regular scar. It's actually not that bad, but, basically he's saying, you probably want my protection now.
What can happen around here? Just don't want to see it happen again.
Believe me, it won't.
I sure hope not.
He's like, that's pretty cute that you think that.
I guess we gotta step it up.
For my services.
Look, Pete, I don't mean no disrespect. There's some things that I'm just mule stubborn about.
What are we talking about here? I hear protection, services.
Right, there's a lot going on.
Paying good hard cash dollars for a sheriff's protection. Just sticks in my craw if I have to pay double for it.
Sticks in my craw. Yeah, I'm going to say that. I'm going to start using sticks in my craw.
What is a craw?
Oh, you know what a craw.
I won't insist.
I have no idea.
Yes, but I just want you to know that, client or no client, I'm not going to be turning my back on you if I see somebody trying to break in here again.
Thank you for that.
All right, I'll see you later.
So yep. Why would I hire you?
Right. Exactly. So you'll do it for free, huh? All right. What is this back here? You see, like, behind the building? Just notice that. It's almost like another structure. I bet that's not intentional. I think that's, like, something to support.
Okay.
So, let's see. They go on to plan B. He's like, what'd you say? Oh, just said, you know, we're going to order number 3 off of the value menu. So they're, let's see, they're going to bring an item to ship to use through Garvey.
Meat.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Above his head.
Yeah, right here. That's awesome. That's his name. I'm going to call him Meat from now on.
Meat Ed.
Meat Ed. He's exactly. Meat Ed. So, yeah, Meathead basically sends a literal Trojan horse into the Garvey facility.
Facility?
Into like the Amazon, you know, like the distribution center.
The warehouse.
Yeah, Now, who would do this? Like, I mean, maybe everybody has a friend who you can convince to go into the crate. That you just give them like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a glass of water, and it's like, don't worry about it. You'll be good in about 6 hours. how sweaty this guy is. So he opens up the crate and robs them. And let's see, Garvey sees it. He's like really just angry the next day.
Punchable face again.
I just so want to punch it. I want to use my Duck Hunt gun on his face.
It's just the same as before. Without any witnesses, I can't do a thing.
At this point, I'd be like, I saw it was him. It was him.
I'm the witness.
Yeah, I'm the witness.
I don't understand you.
What don't you understand, Mr. Garvey?
How condescending is it that his feet are up? It's just so, like, obnoxious.
True.
You're wearing that badge, but you're no sheriff.
I mean, if he was peeling peanuts or something, that might be even more obnoxious. Or pistachios.
Don't you hear him yelling out there and laughing? They're laughing at us. And they're laughing at the law. How can you just sit there and not do anything?
What would you do in my place?
All right, I'll tell you. I'm on the law and I'm the law one. We both know who broke into my warehouse.
Yeah.
And we know that the goods didn't disappear into thin air.
Right.
I'd go out there and search their houses. That's what I do.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that was so crazy how he says that.
Why in God's name don't you do it then?
Well, it's not because I'm a coward, if that's any help to you.
Seems like you might be a little bit of a coward, actually.
If that's any help to you.
He's getting all mad and everything.
Not a fool, either. Joke, maybe.
Can I be a clown, too?
That's not my doing. You see, I don't like to take any chances without somebody backing me up. Now, $30 a month is what the town council allows for a deputy.
And $30? It's a lot of money.
I was going to say, that's not too bad, right?
No, every dollar is equal to about a $25 thing. So you're looking at like $750 a month. Is that a month or a week, did he say?
Month.
All right. Hey, that's money in your pocket.
Find a qualified.
That's Taco Bell money.
Five man to fill that job. So it's just me. And those hooligans out there know it.
You hear them outside, it's almost like on Dr. Quinn. Like, come on, Sheriff. Come on, Sheriff.
The minute I take any action against them without solid proof, why, you can bet your boots that tonight or tomorrow or the next day, I'd find myself waylaid in some alley and beaten senseless or else killed. And I don't put that possibility to pasture either, no, sir. So, I could just find myself a deputy, well... things just might start changing in this town.
That punk out in front, what's his name?
That punk.
Tim Mahoney.
Yeah, see?
He's the leader.
Tim.
Of that fine bunch.
I wish he would go, doesn't he have the most punchable face you've ever seen?
He lives with his father. They got a big spread outside of town.
Couple fruitcakes.
Lots of money.
I just feel like they would say something like, yeah, fruitcake. This is the 70s. Hey, it's Kurt Buchel. Buchel. That's a weird name. Kurt Buchel. It's a difficult name to say.
It's actually really bizarre.
Kurt Buchel. Kurt Buchel. Clanton. The Bell Gang.
All right.
The Bell Gang.
Bell Star. Oh,
But it should be the Star Gang, I guess, right?
I'm not going to have a lot of time. I'm starting up a new business, and I'm going to have some problems, and I'm definitely not doing this for the $30 a month.
Cash on the barrel.
What are you saying?
What I'm telling you, Sheriff Pike, is that you got yourself a deputy.
Where's this crappy town getting an extra $30? And the sheriff, I would imagine, makes more.
And if he's getting $30 a month, does he really need the business?
Yeah, I have to wonder. Yeah, I mean...
he just has a passion for freighting.
And sheriffing.
Yeah.
And law. I have a feeling as soon as he gets his stuff back, he would just be like, I don't want to be deputy anymore. I give up. I quit. It's like, meanwhile, back at, so they head over to Tim's dad's house, and Tim's like, my kid never did nothing wrong.
You mean my punchable kid?
They're kind of searching his room, looking at his shoes, looking for stuff. Is this powdered sugar?
Morphine.
They see that in the ceiling, there's like a little bit of one of those storage attic things. Do you have an attic in your house that's kind of like a pull down?
Yes.
So I think that this house used to have that. And in a previous owner installed legitimate stairs through a closet. So it actually is missing the closet, but it has a stairs. And that's where I am now. That's how I got up here. Except it's finished. But
oh, so you have like a finished attic?
Yeah, like they converted it. And it has like they put down a wood, like a hardwood floor and stuff like that. It's nice.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of crouch because it's like, an upside down V. It's like, you know, so you can stand up, but it's like, for the most part, it's, you know, you can bang your head on the wall a lot if you want.
Right.
It's kind of like this exactly, actually. Without all the random garbage everywhere, cobwebs. So he goes up there and he's like going through a bunch of stuff. One of the weirdest things he finds, he uncovers, he pulls back the thing and he's like, wait, is this a Charles Ingalls table? Is that a CI? That'd be awesome. Is that an original? These are rare. I kind of like these things he's moving right here. Like, these are, like, perfect for the corner. It's a little rickety, but, you know, I like it. That's, like, out of Michael Landon's, like, house, I bet. It's, like, something he just, like, he would keep, like, his ferns on or something. So he opens up, like, a hope chest or something, and it's, like, a ton of... It's, like, in the Goonies, where they find all, like, the treasure, and... It's like a bunch of silver, and I see a lot of stuff. That's what's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. It looks to me like I see gold, and who knows what else is
silver
in
and gold.
Silver and gold. Christmas is coming. And so he's like, you better come up here. So they basically go to the sheriff.
Stupid little badge.
Yeah.
Like the little tin star.
Yeah.
Except the silver service.
The silver service.
That's a mighty expensive item to lose, but I'm at least grateful to get this much back.
Yeah, so the merchant has was able to get everything back except for the silver service. The dad seems angry, and I kept thinking, like, this guy's full of it. This guy knows it's his son. His son says that his grandparents are coming next week to get something really good for them. Which I think is the worst.
Excuse. It's a bad excuse, yeah.
He still is very punchable here. He's like, I didn't do it, Dad.
He totally, his face, I can't even handle his facial expressions.
Yeah. I mean, he was hired because he's got a pretty good head of hair. That's it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He's very pale, too. I just don't like him. I don't want to see him again. And I'm happy what happens at the end with him.
Right.
I do think.
And I saw at the end of the notes, I was like, you kept calling the kid an idiot.
He is. He's a moron. So let's see. So the son, so the dad is like, how do I buy my way out of this? Essentially, like, anybody, like, can I pay for it? He's not going to do it. He promises it's never going to happen again. And kind of like the same conversation that Charles had with the person when Albert got into some trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
that's true. Yeah.
A little different, a little bit the same. Surprised we didn't mix drugs into this, you know? We do see him drinking, you know, but it would have been interesting to kind of see him, like, I don't know, smoking or something.
Or like some cocaine.
A little, you know.
Cocaine.
Are you telling me the truth?
So Garvey says, "You tell me the truth. It wasn't you." He's like, "I swear it wasn't me, sir." And he believes him. Garvey's a fool for believing him. I don't think he believed him. This is the look I would get. That would scare me if I called him a fool. He's like, he looks at me.
I'm going to pound you.
Yeah, like I was joking. The character is a fool. Not you, buddy. I looked it up. He's 6'5". That's very tall.
He is tall.
The dad confronts the son when they go home.
Why should you need to steal?
So I'd have my own money. That's why.
And you call stealing having your own money?
I don't know.
Don't I provide for you?
I mean real money like you have.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see.
I see. And what's your impression of how I got all my money? The clouds opened up?
Well, it's not your... Like, his artwork choices are certainly awful. So I hope he's not spending all of his money on it.
A giant hand came down? No! Nobody gave it to me and I didn't steal it. I worked for every single penny. You're like, don't you turn away from me. I'm talking to you.
Okay, boomer.
Don't you turn away from me.
Now, Tim, one day you may learn that working is the only thing in this life. And if you never learn...
Oh, it's getting punchable.
God.
Oh, it's getting punchable.
That pouty lip. I hate it.
Wait, I'm taking a screenshot of this. I'm going to put a boxing glove on that guy's hand. That's a very nicely ironed shirt, by the way. So we have a beautiful white horse. I don't know why the horse is. It's a beautiful white horse. Whose horse is this?
Look at that thing.
Look at that. I mean, you put like one of these things on his head, it's a unicorn. Look at that thing. I would name that horse Sugar Cube. I don't know. Aw, Sugar Cube. Snowball.
Snowball.
Nah, Sugar Cube. So let's see. We got Charles showing up, helping. Charles is like, I'll take the heavy end. Jonathan's like, I better take the heavy end.
Well, I end up with a pretty good load for you.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting anything.
Your wagon just may have a heavier load.
Well, tonight. I got a load for you to take.
Oh, heavy load.
Yeah. Well, you saved me a trip.
Your wagon just may have a heavier load.
Well, I got a load for you to take. Glad you're free to take it on.
Never heard of me turning down work, did you, Sheriff?
Load.
Well, I got a load for you to take, deputy. Back. And I don't even want you to call me that.
Classic after? Michael Annan laughter.
Yeah. So this guy comes, meets Charles.
Now that you're deputy, maybe my job will get easier, huh?
Thanks. I hope so.
Well, I got business. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you. Take care.
See you, Pete.
Seems like a nice enough fella.
Yeah, Pete's a good man. Oh,
I don't know. I'm thinking that Jonathan's not the best judge of character sometimes. Who else has he misjudged? Alice.
Well, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, I think he's too nice.
I made a list of all the items that have been stolen in town.
He's got, I think this might be the longest his beard ever gets, actually. It's really poofy.
It is. It's like definitely just a full beard.
If he were to do, you know, get rid of the mustache, he would have a whole Abraham Lincoln thing going on. He might have to drop a lot of weight for that. He'd have to get real skinny. I was just watching Curb Your Enthusiasm again. I don't know if you haven't watched that, right?
I mean, I've seen a little bit here and there.
In the final season, you have Ted Danson playing in a Broadway version of Abraham Lincoln. And it's just really funny to see Ted Danson dressed up as Abraham Lincoln. And I think it's Lori Loughlin is playing Mary Todd.
How funny.
And you just have to see it, you know, because they, of course, mix in a lot of strange humor. And, of course, if you like Seinfeld, you definitely like.
Right, right.
It's just weird to see Ted Danson as Abraham Lincoln. But somehow he pulls it off, actually.
I actually could kind of see it.
Yeah.
He has kind of like a facial structure that I could see working with that.
And Ted Danson is hilarious on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I mean, I find him very funny in most things. I don't like you guys have watched Becker and stuff. I've never watched that.
Yeah.
But Cheers, I think he was really great in. That's mm-hmm. what I mostly know him from. And Curb Enthusiasm is he's just really, I mean, really brings it to the table.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
I figure they got to turn up somewhere. Maybe if you could keep your eyes open for me.
Sure. It's quite a list. I'm surprised somebody doesn't get suspicious.
It's quite a load.
Your wagon just may have a heavier load.
Whoops.
Well, I got a load for you to take back.
Well, a sheriff figures that maybe there's a middleman involved. Somebody to take the goods out of town and put them back on the legitimate market.
Well, I'll check around for you.
Say hello to the family for me.
Well, I'll do that, Sheriff.
Deputy.
Bye.
Bye. We have all these. That's such a smoker's cough. I mean, laugh. That laugh reminds me when we reviewed the movie, the Michael Landon Jr. movie, and he's getting a car accident. I think he's like skidding for a really long time.
Yeah. It's like. And that is a really crazy laugh.
It's ridiculous.
That classic Michael Landon laughter.
Meanwhile, back in Walnut Grove, Charles is talking to Nels, and Harriet comes out to talk to Charles about her newest acquisition, and I cannot believe that she even would show it to Charles. Right? I mean, it's... Why would Charles give two craps about this silver tea set?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously just sort of like a... I guess a plot convenience. Yeah. But I don't know. I guess maybe we're supposed to believe that she's just wants to flaunt it so badly.
I mean, that's what Nels is saying.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I could take criticisms.
The secret is all in knowing how to drive a hard bargain. There.
I don't know why I like it, but I love the ropes.
Yeah, Harrison, I don't know if you heard him crying a little bit. Was just like, but I really want to see the tea set. Yeah,
he goes, you know what that'd be worth today? Solid silver tea set.
To pay for my college.
Oh, he's going to cry again because this thing vanished. Hold on. Don't worry, Harrison. I've got your back.
Let me look at the set.
Isn't it beautiful?
It certainly is.
No, I will say,
she only paid half of what it's worth.
Oh, I'd put it at lower than that.
It's still a lot of money.
Oh, Nels, you have absolutely no sense of value.
Well, when are we ever going to use it? What good is it?
Well, if nothing else, we'll look at it and admire it.
Yeah. If it's polished every week, fine. I already know who's got that job.
I like it. Mrs. Olsen, I hate to tell you this.
What?
I think this could be stolen merchandise.
Oh, yeah!
Stolen?
No, I said could be.
Detective Ingalls here. Breaking the law.
But I bought this at the general store in Lamberton.
What, Mr. Jenkins' place?
Yes.
You wouldn't deal in stolen goods.
No.
Well, either this silver service or one exactly like it is on the list of stolen property that Jonathan gave me. Take a look. They've had a rash of robberies there in the last 2 weeks.
A rash?
Now, I could take this service over to Lamberton, check it out with Mr. Jenkins if you'd like.
Why?
Right.
Okay.
Or we can make believe this never happened. How about that?
Well, or even, I mean, like, why not just, I don't know, the next time you go to Sleepy Eye, be like, hey, Jonathan, I found this. Do you want to check it out since you're a deputy? I don't know. It doesn't make sense that he's going to go out of his way.
All right, maybe I'm a terrible person, but I would say to Charles, hey, how about this? Get out of my house. Get out.
But Charles... What if this is stolen property? Do I get my money back?
Of course not. It goes back to its rightful owner and you get nothing.
Cash on the barrel.
Is that right, Charles?
I'm afraid it is.
How do you know?
I actually wondered that too. I was like, I mean, really?
It's so weird.
Oh.
And why is Nell so smug about her, like, losing out on her money?
It's his money, too, right?
Well, it's yeah, so and then weird. It's like he's trying to make it seem like she was, like, swindling her way into something, and, like, she has it coming, but it's like she, like, legitimately thought she was buying something. She didn't know it was stolen. And
right.
Just moments ago, Nels was kind of bragging about it as well. So, I mean, he was complaining about it a little bit, but he's like, oh, she got it for half price. I don't know.
Right. It's like when you go on eBay, you find like a nice copy of like, you know, Rubber Soul or something and you get it. And, yeah, you're all happy. Maybe it's stolen. It's not my problem. It's mine now. That's the way I see it.
Oh, dear.
Big bargain.
My letter is T.
It is. It's a T set.
My letter is T.
That's the most terrible thing I've ever heard.
Now, I don't know why Charles has to be all involved. Like, I have to do the right thing right now. I can't just let it go.
Because it's a land and a nation. Is that what he's like in pretty much all of his shows? It's like, why are you involved in this? Right, yeah, here, like, we are.
Let's stop everything so you can go deliver a tea set, like 3 days travel. So yeah, Charles brings it to this guy. He looks like he smells Charles's horse.
He's got a strange looking scar on his right cheek.
So he's describing the person who he bought it from. And it sounds like what's his last name? I just keep calling him Pete, but
what was his last name? Preston. I can't remember his last name. Yeah, it's like that.
Preston without a neck.
Yeah. Turtle Preston.
Turtle Preston.
Hey, I hear you were looking for him.
That's
this guy is so funny.
Right.
So he comes in, he sees the tea set.
Oh, hello there, Charles. What's this?
That's the missing silver service that I stole from Abel Thorne's place.
I asked Charles to keep an eye out for me. He found that over at Lamberton.
Well, I'll be. You know, Jonathan, you keep going like this, you're going to put me out of business. I'm on the law and
the law. Mr. Jenkins?
Why is he hiding in the back?
This is like an intervention.
Yeah, it's like...
Afternoon, Mr. Spokes.
You are out of business.
Oh, whoops. So he put him in the paddy wagon.
Paddy wagon, yeah. He's just sitting back there like, oh, shucks.
Oh my god, my stupid phone. It's like, can you try that again?
We have their super little gang just like hanging out on a picket fence, like, oh no, how are we gonna commit crimes when Garvey's here?
We could be in for some big trouble.
Just hanging out on the white picket fence, you know, just a bunch of kids.
It's all because of him.
Hi! It'd be funny if we just waved at them.
Well, Sheriff, part of the job's done anyway.
Yep. You did a good job, too. Deputy?
So, I don't know. This is a lot of animosity going on. What happened to Jonathan taking everyone out to dinner? Remember that? He said, I want to take everyone out to thank you for dinner.
Yeah, when Charles comes. Especially since he's making the big bucks, too. Right.
$30 a month? Come on. $7.50 a week?
Hiring Sheriff Pike and putting you in his place.
That's plain foolishness.
Why, Pa?
Well, mostly because Sheriff Pike's a good man. This town just never got behind him.
You could take an oath.
And the other thing is, I'm too darn busy to do anything but be a part-time deputy.
Oh, my God. So there's a local, speaking of the YouTube ads and everything, I just have to comment. There's one local ad where this person is like basically saying, don't vote for so-and-so. He's a dirty cop, and he took the oath of office. He literally says oaf. Yeah. Oaf. like, I can't take you seriously. Like, you just said oaf.
I do want to point out that he just said part-time. He's doing this part-time, and he's getting $30 a month.
Not bad. Not bad. Full-time, double it up.
Help yourself to more pie.
Part-time, you already did 10 times the work. No wonder they fired the sheriff in a little bit.
Thank you, Mary. All right, go, Will.
Not me. I'm about ready to bust. It'd
be kind of funny if he like, finished the pie. She's like, you could have more pie. It's like, well, actually, we finished it.
How's school coming in? Fine.
Well, speaking about school, you finished your homework?
Most of it.
No, most of it's not good enough. You're through eating. Maybe you ought to head back. Get it finished before it gets too late.
Yes, sir.
So, poor Andy, sweet little Andy, goes, runs out, throws his keys up in the air. And, I don't know. He goes in, they push him in. We don't really see him get beaten up, but he gets beaten up by this gang. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jonathan goes over to Tim's dad's house, and he's like, where is he?
Him and his bunch waylaid my son and beat the daylights out of him.
Waylaid? Is that what he said?
Yeah, waylaid.
Oh, is that... All right. What does that mean? I don't know exactly what waylaid means. Knocked them out or something?
Yeah, I think it... Yeah, basically. Just kind of, like, pounded them.
Your wagon just may have a heavier load than mine.
Are you sure it was Tim? I'm sure. They all wore bandanas over their faces. But Tim slipped down and Andy recognized him.
He said it was the most punchable face he's ever seen. That sounds like Tim.
And that's...
He gave a spot on description. Said his
most
face
punchable
was
guy in the county.
Very punchable. So here he is having a sip of beer. Oh, we have a working girl back here. I guess
sure do.
I guess this is kind of like Hank right here.
Yeah, I guess the saloon master.
The only thing that would really tie this whole thing together would be instead of wallpaper, having the newspaper.
Right.
The wallpaper. So I think that's what classes up a joint. And who's playing the piano? It's like somebody just killing it on piano. Watch how this guy smashes the glass. You ever had a house party and somebody throws a glass and you're like, all right, it's time to go home?
Yeah.
It's basically the key, like, every single time. Like, all right, this isn't
happening. Or we're out.
Like, all right, just reminding me why I would never have a house party ever. Punchable. Look at this guy.
All right. Low pop.
Like a scratch. So they're all kind of just kind of hanging out. He's got a little bit of a Sully type shirt on right here with the way he's wearing
it. He does.
He's trying to be Sully, I think, a little bit. A little too much, in my opinion.
It's being said that you and this
skirt speaker said that,
come, beat the Garvey boy.
Who's saying it? Him?
I need to know if it's true.
Of course not.
I love how everyone in the saloon just stops and they're all watching. Like, this is pretty exciting.
Right. It's better than a piano playing and the smashing of glasses. This guy's face is just way too smooth, in my opinion.
Did you lie to me?
Do we?
Aren't you ever going to believe me?
Just tell the truth for once in your life.
By the way, he swore in his mother's life before that he didn't do it. Which, that can't do that.
Grandpa, swear it.
You beat him, didn't you?
I did not.
Didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you?
All right. It's true.
Someone
but
needs
he
a thesaurus.
Didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you?
Deserved it! Him and his pa coming in here, bringing us all this trouble.
Oh, I missed your clip. Wait, I got to go back and just fill it in. Sorry, with Andy. Sorry about that. So Andy goes to, yeah. So,
anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm just so let's see. They get into an argument, he's like, you're not my son anymore. You're out, you go home.
I kinda see from that one shot where he got the punchable face from.
A little bit, yeah, like this guy.
Yeah.
So he's like, go home, pack your things. I want you out. This laugh.
And he never wants to see his son again, is yeah. what he says. Mm-hmm. Again, with the crazy music.
Yeah, it's a really. So he pulls out a gun. Wait, this is supposed to be. I'm trying to coordinate this. I was thinking this when I was watching it. Did you ever watch Friday from the 90s? No. All right. Somebody's out there and knows. Basically, it's a movie with Ice Cube and some other guy. And so when they show Andy's face, it's essentially like,
yeah.
How you feeling, son? Before you look at,
I guess. I swear it's funny to someone.
I just want to get even with them.
Don't you worry about that. Pete Rollins has testified against him. There'll be some federal marshals here soon enough to take care of them.
Rollins.
Federal marshals. What?
Pete Rollins. Rollins is his last name. Pete Rollins.
Pete Rollins.
Is what he just said. Rollins, Rollins, Rollins.
Like Henry Rollins, like great 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 grandfather or something. Rollins. Mm-hmm. Except it sounds like it is with the W.
Mr. Garvey.
Garvey. We're in here in our bedroom.
Our bedroom. It's also our kitchen and our living room.
The best part of this is like, how'd you get in? Shouldn't right. it be locked? He just walked in.
Interrupt. And I want to give you the news. The town council met this morning, and you've been elected our new sheriff. Congratulations.
That beard, it's too puffy.
Mr. Pike has already been given his notice. I've got to get back to the bank. Congratulations again.
So he's like, I don't want to be a pirate.
Yeah. I don't want to be a sheriff.
So let's see. We have Tim coming over, and he's like, we're going to rob that bank. And people, this guy is a little bit of a punchable face. But I think, I don't know, most of these guys have punchable faces, but they...
But especially the son.
Yeah, look at this guy. Look at that. Ugh.
I'll do it myself.
I'll do it myself. So he's going to rob the bank, which is just so stupid. And you know the Spider-Man thing where the two Spider-Men are looking at each other? That's what this yeah. kind of reminds me of.
Hey, that crazy Mahoney kid's holding up the bank.
That You're crazy okay. Mahoney kid. That
sounds like some type of racial slur. Like, what is he? What's he, an Italian? What are you, a Mahoney?
Put that gun down.
No, you.
I'll shoot.
No, you won't, but I will.
I swear, I'll pull the trigger if you don't put that gun down.
Then we'll both die.
It just went off.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will.
Are you laughing at my note? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I didn't. What note? Wait, let me see. I'm sorry. All right. Wait, that's perfect. It really is. I'm so glad. I have to cue this up. This is going to take just a second.
Okay, go for it.
Please stay on the line. Your call is very important to us.
When do you play the Chateau Band?
We're good on it for the moment. But when he goes in, I do think that this is kind of appropriate, where he's like...
It just went off.
I like it.
It just went off.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows, for thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, and they comfort me.
I can do that better. Hold on. Again, I'm rusty. Come on, it's been a month.
It has been a month.
It has been. So,
I didn't mean to fire. It just went off. It just went off.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, and they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
That kind of worked forever. With how I was kind of zooming Amen. In.
Yeah. Not too uppity.
It was denied nothing.
So, of course, he's all upset and...
Cause I'm going down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix,
cause
I'm going down.
He had everything. How could it be?
It was a piece of crap. I just hated the guy so much. I thought he was a terrible song.
The face was awful.
I mean, in all seriousness, it's sad and everything. Those are real tears for this character. But the guy was so awful. I'm still
absolutely punchable.
I still don't know why there wasn't like a direct. I guess there was a connection between him and Holly. Was his name? I forget. No, Holly. Rollins, right?
Oh, yeah, Pete Rollins. I was like, Holly? Who the hell is Holly?
I don't know who Holly. I just make up names sometimes. Right, Jim? I'll call you Jim. I'll call Harrison Jim. That's kind of... partially it they let's see Jonathan and the sheriff talk things over.
All drifts someplace, I guess. Something will turn up, always does. Mr. Garvey,
good life strategy,
right?
You warned me.
Took wherever the wind takes me
again. That frightened boy wouldn't have shot anybody. I know that.
See, what do you think of that? I mean not to get into a discussion about guns.
No, I know. I mean, like, is this supposed to kind of have kind of like an anti-gun message to it?
It's not convincing me that.
Well, and then, as we were saying earlier, like, regardless of your modern day view on guns, like wherever anybody falls on that now, it's like totally a different context back then. So anytime that a show Like we run into the Sun Doctor Quinn. Anytime a show that is kind of taking place in this time period and so kind of like a, you know, frontier-y type town, it's just completely like, just the whole like anti-gun thing doesn't really work there because it's just not really believable.
Right. Like, let's just talk it out. No.
Let's talk about our feelings.
Right. Let's just, you know, sit down with all of the Cheyenne and talk about our feelings, share a secret. But it's just not going to work.
If I hadn't had a gun, from now on, I'm going to leave things to the law.
That's nice, Mr. Patman, but just a little bit late. I'm on the law and
I'm the law one. Now, in your opinion, would Tim have shot the banker at any, you know, at all?
I'm not sure that he would have.
I think he would have. My opinion is
I think that he really would have. I guess if he does feel desperate enough, because I think a lot of the stuff, he was just sort of, I don't know, like, kind of trying to act like he was a tough guy, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, kind of doing that thing. Kind of wanted to scare some people, maybe, to just kind of, like, feel like he had this, like, status.
Well, his dad's throwing him out, right? And he can't, he has to leave. He's no reason to stay in the town. You know, you rob the bank. If he has to, shoot the banker, take the money and run. That's what I think anyway. But
as an that makes me think of another song, that Take the Money and Run.
I wish we had that.
No law and Sleepy Eye. We fired the sheriff here and I ain't working without him.
Well, if that's the case, I'm sure the council would reverse that decision.
Think you're getting a little ahead of yourself. You better ask him first if he wants the job back.
Would you stay on, Sheriff?
No! Here's... It's an ad playing. Sorry.
The stupid ad. We're just talking about that. That's a good part. This is a story about Billy Joe
and Bobby Sue. The ads really ruin it, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the second recording in a row where we play the Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, because I remember, I think I was talking about Steve Miller opening up for the Grateful Dead.
And that you didn't like it, right?
Oddly enough, I remember, I didn't like it at all, but I don't mind Steve Miller.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I just didn't like it. Not that I'm not a big Grateful Dead fan.
Bobby, getting those hooligans hauled off to jail, it'll be a lot easier now.
I was there for the crunchy hippie girls with the free weed.
I'll let you know. Well, we'll be waiting.
We'll be waiting. Is that a threat?
You mean you don't want the job anymore?
Sure I do. But I don't want you taking a job permanent just to save an old man's hide.
Is that what you think?
Of course it is. Told me yourself.
He's like,
we should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
This song.
On account, ever since I put on that badge, my young son thinks I'm a hero.
Oh.
They're just best buds now.
Garvey's a super cop. He's like RoboCop. And that's it. We've made it to the end. Yeah, definitely a clunky episode, but I had a lot of fun. I always have fun with these.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of got to get back into the groove.
My machine was fighting me earlier. And
And I'm running on, like, little sleep. So,
come on.
Doing the best I can.
You have dose kids
now. Usually by the time we get to the end, I'm like, I'm totally ready to pass out.
And Harrison, too. Harrison's ready to get up.
He's out now. He got a good gander at that tea set, and he's like, all right, I can go to bed now.
He's like, I'll be up in 45 minutes, and we can watch a two-parter of Highway to Heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for you, Mom. But, I'm glad that you guys had a successful Halloween, even though I don't like to bring up... too many specifics.
By the time this
it doesn't
out,
make
it'll be
sense.
Not Halloween, obviously, but
By the time we release this, it'll be Halloween 25.
It'll be like Easter.
Halloween 2025. But yeah, a few weeks since I brought it up, it's a few weeks from now is Thanksgiving. It's bananas. It's crazy. Everything's happening so quickly.
I know. It's actually kind of insane that it is November. It's mm-hmm. almost time to decorate for Christmas, which is always exciting.
I was in Costco mm-hmm. and we were looking at all of the Christmas decorations, and it's finally kind of an appropriate time of the year to look at them.
Right. And yeah.
They have some pretty good prices on stuff. Unfortunately, I'm Jewish, so I don't buy Christmas stuff. But they have some really cool things, some really nice things. And the trees were not so expensive.
Okay. Yeah, because I have seen trees there before that I was kind of like, I guess, like, they're really nice and they're like big and everything. But I was kind of like, a little more money than you would kind of think you'd be spending at a place like Costco.
What, like, wholesale places do you have down there?
Sam's Club and Costco. Those are the only two that I know.
Do you have BJ's Wholesale, which is always uncomfortable to say?
No.
BJ's Wholesale is pretty good. And BJ's is basically like, in my opinion, just like Costco, but not. They don't have like the $1.50 hot dogs and stuff like that. But it's okay and stuff like that. But we don't have Sam's Club, which is a bummer. Mm. And Sam's Club, I think, is owned by the people who own Walmart.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know why we don't have Sam's Club.
Yeah, because our Sam's Club is actually next to a Walmart. And there's like the Sam's Club gas station thing, which is kind of like adjacent to the Walmart.
Now, in your Costco, not that you're going down the liquor aisle all the time, but do they sell liquor in, like when I say liquor, I mean like wine and all that stuff in the actual Costco?
Yeah, there's wine and beer.
Like, we have if you go to Costco, there's a separate, like, it's almost like a side big room, big warehouse that's just for alcohol. Mm. It all has to be separate in New York.
Anywhere, the only thing that has to be separate here is hard liquor.
Yeah, but not wine?
Nope, so wine and beer. It's just like everywhere. So like all the grocery stores, gas stations, you just like pretty much everywhere.
Wow.
Hard liquor has to be like separated. So like, do you have Total Wine out there?
You know what? I think we do have Total Wine. Yeah.
So are the Total Wine here, when you go into the entrance, it like branches out.
Yeah. We have the same thing.
So like one side is like the hard liquor and then, I have like different. It's like the wine and the beer and stuff.
Yeah, one side is like the beer and like nachos.
Maybe all the Total Wines are set up like that. I guess I don't really know. But I mean, like, the hours are like radically different because the hard liquor around here, like, it's not available, I think, on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it can't be sold after like 7 p.m. or something. Mm-hmm. But then with beer and wine, there are like, you could buy like any time of the day, basically, like anywhere.
I think it's relatively new. I think it was like maybe 10 years ago, liquor stores were not even open on Sunday here. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you supposed to do if you need your booze? Come on. Come
Well, it's like you have to plan ahead, you know?
Gotta plan ahead.
On Saturday, you're like, all right.
I'll take double. I'll take double bottle. you just get a bottle of wine in this, you know, for Saturday night, you get the Magnum, you know.
But then, like, at, you know, restaurants or bars or whatever, I think you should, like, places where you can't get on Sundays, like at the store, you can usually go to like a bar, can't you?
Yeah, they serve
in
like restaurants and stuff like that, and gas stations. Just kidding.
Yeah, the gas pump,
that'd be awesome. McDonald's, you know, you get a beer in McDonald's drive thru.
Beer. I think the McDonald's in France, you can have beer there.
Yeah, like I've heard of that, I think. And that makes sense, I guess.
Gotta wash down that crappy food with something.
I'll have a McBud.
Yeah, McBud. I like it.
And you go next door to the dispensary and also get McBud. All right. So thank you very much for doing this, Kelly.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you
for completing yet another Landon Nation. People should head over to Facebook, look up Landon Nation, look up Dr. Queen Cast, look up Warner Grove Cast. We're covering everything, and we'll try to cover more and more stuff. And let me see, is there one more clip I could just throw in here that I haven't played? You know, I didn't play Dig Love. That's always a good one.
He sure did.
Yeah, sure did.